But I want to go around the horn here on the things that we learned watching wild card round football this weekend. I will start with, it's happening. Four down football, people. Going for fourth downs in minus territory, people. 13 of 26. A 50% clip in the NFL going for fourth downs this weekend. The dinosaurs were roaring. They were so upset. Ben Johnson, you cost your team the game. He's getting ready for another game. It'll be okay, people. 60 minutes of football. By the way, some of the logic sometimes on that minus territory thing that's very smart. If you don't trust your defense, the other team's going to score. If they score faster, it's better for you to get the ball back, especially last 4 minutes of a half, last 4 minutes of a game. But this thing on, it's happening, baby. If I was to tell you, Danny, you're going to play three downs of football, but I only get to play two, would you be more likely to win than me?
I'd feel better about my chances, yeah.
You know what works as well? Extrapolating that out. If I play four downs of offense at a time, and you play three, the chances of who winning gets better.
The 4-3 guy.
Four. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
It took until 2026, the year of our Lord. You're going to get a lot of, take the points. These stupid coaches need to get their three. Go for it. Four down football. Let's go.
Your expected points go up. Marty Schottenheimer, rest in peace, but he's rolling over, man.
I love Marty.
He would not be thriving in this era. I don't know.
By the way, Jim Harbaugh, taste it. Mm. I mean, who coaches more conservatively and old school than that guy? I actually was stunned when they went for that fourth down. Now, they didn't the rest of the game. They kept just, let's punt from the plus territory. We're at the plus 47. We need 3 yards. Let's punt. Just loser 5-yard delay of game penalties. Loser. Get a hut, 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 hut. Nothing. Hut, hut, hut. Kill. Hut, hut, hut. All right, where's my putter? Go for the first down and keep your offense on the field, you goose. Anyway.
I don't know why the Rams can't just step on someone's throat and finish them. This is what they do. I love this Rams team. They are so well built. They're the same team that had huge leads against Seattle. They're the same team that was absolutely better than Carolina. They're the same team that, you know, played around with its food and ended up, you know, pulling away from the Cardinals at the end. But somehow, you're so good, but why aren't you playing good? Why do you let the other team back in the game somehow, some way? They're excellent. They can win the whole damn thing. And I also know that they survived a scare in the first round with a massive lead.
You feel worse about them?
It's hard to explain. Like, I called this. This was one in my confidence points. I think a lot of us had it. Carolina plus 10.5. Because the Rams don't just step on people's throats. They're so good. Everything that you would want in a football team, they got it. Veteran quarterback that can and does make every single throw. Multiple weapons on offense. Three-headed monster, and maybe four if you add Parkinson into that with the way he's come on. But running game, great receivers, great quarterback. A defense that pressures the opposing passer. Yes, yes, yes to all of it. And yet, there they are just going, I don't know if I want to eat this food. Should I eat it? I don't even know if I can build a fort. Just kill somebody because you can.
What I learned wild card round, the Eagles and A.J. Brown have to get a divorce.
Don't they?
It's just not going to work. A.J. Brown screaming at a coach in his face because the coach, who is pretty petulant and a silly goose in his own right, is running down the field to yell to get him off the field, which in that moment, not a problem. Brown goes 3 for 25, 7 targets, 2 bad drops, doesn't talk to the media after the game, throws another fit, does his normal thing. You can get something for him. Now, they can't cut him. They shouldn't cut him. I think it would be, I saw somewhere like $86 million in dead money. Again, it shouldn't even be a consideration. You wouldn't cut him. But couldn't they get a draft pick haul for A.J. Brown? Don't you think there are 10 to 15 teams that would move mountains to bring in A.J. Brown? I'm going to say something stupid. I think they'll get a first-round pick for A.J. Brown. Couldn't they? I mean, he's a top three receiver.
I'm always surprised. Who knows?
He's literally a top three receiver in the NFL when everything's 72 and sunny.
Mm.
I know they could get, like,
do you think post-George Pickens, even though there was dramatics there, but, you know, Pickens was incredible for Dallas, and he was viewed as a problem
exactly.
child. Do you think that maybe makes someone go, you know what, we can't afford to miss out on this?
A.J. Brown is the OG of this, by the way.
Right.
The Eagles went and got him. People were like, I don't know about that. They won a Super Bowl thanks to him, largely because of him. Now, eventually it went bad, but I think you would take the last couple years if you're Philly, wouldn't you?
I would say so.
So, but yes, I think the Pickens thing could be a factor here, but I don't see a path forward for Brown in Philly. It doesn't make sense. You don't throw it to your receivers enough. You don't work the middle of the field enough. I think your quarterback's strengths do not mesh with his enough in terms of being a passer in the pocket. It's just a bad marriage. I would trade him for the picks I could get and try to find a better fit.
I am wildly impressed with this Jacksonville Jaguars operation. Liam Cohen, despite Duval, how weird that all was, their little swoon in the middle of the season, all they were is really good. Designing offenses, getting Travis Etienne, Parker Washington, a touchdown for Brian Thomas, what a disappointing year. Doesn't matter. They have a complete roster. They are good. They are for real. He's got Trevor Lawrence playing the best football of his career. The thing that I asked for, we just kept assuming Trevor Lawrence was good despite him not really playing all that great. Now he did this year. Now you feel good if you're a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. Here's what happened. They got Josh Allen. It showed you the power when you have one of these superhumans. Not everybody gets neutered every year, right? There are some years where you've been that. Maybe you're beat up. You're not quite that. Think of Pat Mahomes this year in Kansas City. Couldn't Superman his team to a championship. Same with Lamar Jackson. Didn't have a great season in Baltimore. Same with Joe Burrow with injuries and the like. Some years you can't do it. But when somebody's right and you've got a pretty pedestrian supporting cast, Josh Allen put the team on his back, though. And now they're moving on to the next round despite 1 through 52 being worse than Jacksonville. But that one guy is so special.
Patriots corner Christian Gonzalez is incredible. The brother-in-law of new Commanders offensive coordinator David Blau, by the way. Christian Gonzalez is going to be the best corner in the NFL for years to come. We could talk, if we want to, about how Washington passed on him for Emmanuel Forbes.
Could get Forbes there really quick.
We've beaten that horse pretty good, I think, as it's laying there keeled over. But I'll let that slide for a second. Here's the point, though. New England needs him moving forward. You know he's in the concussion protocol. So if you look him up, you go, did he play? He didn't play in the game. Yes, he did. He just didn't allow any catches, so he didn't make any tackles. If you go to the passes broken up section, there are multiple of those. Two passes defended. But at the very end of the game, he went down hard on his head, left with a concussion. He's in the protocol. I don't know if they're going to play the Steelers or the Texans. Nico Collins, DK Metcalf, doesn't really matter. With or without Gonzalez, I think very, very different for this defense. Because they looked like a Super Bowl caliber, elite level, top five, top 10 defense. That's not really what they were all year. They had a hell of a plan. They decimated a terrible offensive line with blitzes. They're not going to shove it on teams like they shoved it on the Chargers. But if they have Gonzalez, they can at least be good enough to survive an okay offensive performance. Most of the year, it was their offense carrying their defense. They got to get Gonzalez on the field.
That should be enough. That'll just about do it. Let's wrap it up here. Let's finish the novel, send it to the publisher for final edits on the offensive coordinator tenure of Greg Roman. Thanks. I've seen it. The league went over there, and you are over here. It's a different place and a different time. There is a college program that needs to try to find a way to compete with better athletes, doesn't have athletes that the other team does. You should go there and be an offensive coordinator at Stanford or at Cal or someplace like that. Enough. I can't see it anymore. Now, it's not all his fault. He couldn't play offensive line for the most beat-up offensive line in the sport, that is the Chargers. I just know that it was very easy to cover every single person that they had on that roster. It looked like no ingenuity, no design, no adjustments, no counters. It was, hey, Justin, Herbert, good luck, dude. I don't know either. Try to make something happen. Okay, bye. Gross. Awful enough.
Caleb Williams is exactly kind of what we assessed him to be throughout the year. The point I made, and I gave someone else credit, I don't remember who said this, but like he is a 6 out of 10. Most people that are a 6 out of 10 do it by getting a lot of 5s, 6s, and 7s in terms of performances. He does it by getting a bunch of 3s and a bunch of 9s like on his throws over the course of the game. This game was that. He misses so many throws. He does so many things that make you want to pull your hair out. Every game it feels like he's around 50% passing the entire game. He finished 24 of 48, by the way. But my God, does he make outrageous plays that like maybe two or three other guys on the planet can make. I don't even know who they are. He is the shortstop who makes three gold glove caliber. How did you do that? That shouldn't have been an out
and
play.
And punts the room service three hopper.
Constantly boots the ball that two hops right at him. And he did it in this game. But that fourth and eight conversion.
My God.
Rolling to his left. Lobbed over multiple levels in a layered throw. I'm not doing a bit. That's one of the most, because of the stakes, it's one of the most impressive throws I've ever seen. I mean, it was unbelievable.
It was, we don't have good enough words for it. I mean, we've seen Eli Manning make a throw like that. Was it DeMario Manningham down the sideline where it was perfect and incredible? We've seen great throws. moving to your left while being harassed, throwing, as you said, like a shortstop sprinting left that you don't have your full body into the throw, to be able to move one way, almost throw against your body, kind of half jump throw in the air to layer it with enough pep to get it over and yet under the defender, you know, that's behind. That's one of the great throws I've ever seen in my life.
Do you think
Go do that in your backyard.
Do you think he ever makes all his layups? Or is this what he's going to be?
I think he'll make more layups as he goes.
He will. Well, if that happens, he's going to become a superstar.
Yeah.
I mean, he is on a trajectory to being like a top five, top seven quarterback.
I think he'll always frustrate because there are going to be layups that he leaves bricked, right, or whatever. But
that's what I wonder, is if he's always going to be a guy that misses easy throws, then I don't think you can really be like top shelf. You know what I mean?
Yep.
To get to that level, everybody misses throws. I'm not saying you never miss a throw, but I'm saying if he's going to be a guy that regularly misses me, you go, come on, Caleb. Like, there's eight of those a game, it feels like. If you could get that down to two or three,
yep,
now we're cooking. But, man, did he make some huge plays in that comeback win.